Welcome to the Magic is You podcast, where we talk all about being the fullest expression of you and making the journey just as beautiful, if not more so, than the destination. It's time to say yes to desire. It's time to turn up your magic. The most powerful version of you is the fullest expression of you. Hey, hey, Michelle here with the Magic is You podcast. In this episode, I want to talk about the different tools that I use in my business. I love learning about what other people use to run their businesses because I guess I'm nerdy in that way, where I love technology for the purpose of simplifying my life and creating better results. And I'm always looking at the different tools I'm using to see, do I need to upgrade, downgrade, switch something out? Is there a lifetime option somewhere? Basically, every entrepreneur develops what is called their tech stack, which is a combination of different tools and software that is constantly changing with the growing, changing needs of your business. And you have to always be figuring out what set of tools work best for you in your business in the season that you're in. So I have a spreadsheet in Notion where I track all of this. I look at all the tools I have, what they cost, what is each one for? Am I a part of an affiliate program for the tool? When does the payment go through? I put in a reminder to let me know, hey, in 1 week, this payment for this tool is going to process. Do I still want to use it? So it really helps to have, first and foremost, a spreadsheet. I personally use Notion, but you can use any type of spreadsheet where you plug in all the different tools that you use in your business and all the information that is relevant for you. And then you want to keep revisiting it. It's not just a static thing you have buried in your digital files. It's something you want to keep coming back to and reassessing. And I just wanted to share what is in my spreadsheet of tools I use in my business. And I think I'm just going to run through this casually. And if this is something you're interested in, keep listening. So the first tool I have on here is QuickBooks. And I have a column in my spreadsheet for whether I want to keep a tool or whether I'm looking to cancel it and try something else. So QuickBooks I marked as keep because really there's nothing else out there that would fit my needs as far as I know in terms of what my accountant tells me. Nicandra, if you're listening, hey, hey. So QuickBooks is what helps us get all of the accounting done for the business, keep everything organized, help me pay my taxes properly every quarter. So I'm not looking for a different tool. And I don't personally use QuickBooks. My accountant uses it and I can just go in and look at it and she gives me a report every month. So I'm good with it. It does seem to increase in price every year. Right now I'm paying over $400 for it per year. But if you join QuickBooks, you probably wouldn't need to pay that much. They have much smaller price points. And I think I only pay that much because I have so many transactions in my business that I have to be on a bigger plan. So I am okay with QuickBooks. The next tool is Notion. I pay $96 per year. That's because if you have more than 100 projects or 1,000 projects, I think it's 1,000. If you have more than 1,000 projects or pages, I'm not sure what the definition is, in your Notion account, you have to be on a paid plan, but they do have a free plan. So I'm happy with Notion. I've used it for years. I love it because I can make it mold to my purposes. I'm not trying to fit myself into a productivity system. It's more like I can design the productivity system to fit me and my business. So I'm very happy with Notion. By the way, if you go to the link in the description, you'll see a link to all of my favorite tools. And if I talk about a tool here that you're interested in, I encourage you to check it out via my link, because I have lots of coupons that you can use. So for instance, the QuickBooks, I have a coupon that gives you QuickBooks for 30% off or something like that. So definitely check out the link in the description. If I talk about a tool that you want to check out, you can save some money if you do end up buying it. Okay, the next tool I have on here is Flowdesk. I am super happy with Flowdesk, not looking to change to anything else. I've used pretty much all the popular email marketing software out there, MailChimp, MailerLite, ConvertKit, MadMimi. Over the years, I've had a business for like 10 years, so I've used a lot of different email marketing softwares, and I have been with Flowdesk for the last, I think, 3 years. Totally happy with them because, number one, no matter how big my list grows, Flowdesk charges me the same rate, and that saves me a ton of money. I think back when I had MailChimp, I was paying like $80 a month or something for I think a list around 10,000 or somewhere around 10,000. I was paying $80 a month. And I knew that the bigger that list grew, the more I would pay. And that's part of the reason why I deleted a lot of people from my list. I deleted literally everybody that wasn't a customer from my list, because I was like, why am I paying all this money for people that aren't interested in being customers? And I know the whole reasoning for, well, you want to convince them to become customers by sending them all these emails and asking them to buy something. But I wanted to switch how my brain was working. And instead of building my list with people who signed up for a freebie, I switched to building my list to people who actually bought something. And that was really good for me because it made me think in terms of how do I create at least one customer a day. And that's what I was able to do. And that's what I've done since then. But when I found Flowdesk, Flowdesk doesn't charge you more if your list grows bigger. So really, if I wanted to, I could grow my list with anybody and everybody, even with, you know, trading email addresses for freebies, because I won't have to pay more to have a huge list. But I still keep that filter where I don't use freebies to get email subscribers, even to this day, even though with Flowdesk, it wouldn't be a problem. It works for me. I don't have to do the freebie route. So Flowdesk is costing me $209 per year, which when you compare that to like $80 a month, that is saving me so much money. If you're brand new to growing your email list, there's plenty of softwares out there that have a free plan. Flowdesk does not have a free plan, but like I've explained, you're going to get to a point where if you're on a software that started with a free plan, but after you pass a certain amount of subscribers, they start to charge you, and they charge you more when your list grows bigger and bigger, you'll get to a point where Flowdesk will save you a lot of money. Plus, they have a really awesome affiliate program, and that could potentially make you even more money than you're spending on Flowdesk. And a lot of these email marketing softwares out there do not have an affiliate program. But Flowdesk is really great with taking care of their affiliates. The next tool on here is Canva. I love Canva. I will never quit Canva unless something better comes along, of course. But I have used Canva and made tons of money with Canva. I pay $119.40 per year. Well worth the money. Not looking to switch over to anything else right now. Their affiliate program isn't that great. I don't even really know what I'm getting from it. I think I get some sort of credits when people get Canva through my link, but I'm not sure what the benefit of those are. Since I'm on the pro plan, I don't really need to use their credits So I'm not sure. The affiliate program doesn't seem to be that great. And I do want to talk about the affiliate programs for each of these tools, because I think that is a huge part of deciding how to build your tech stack. Because if the tools that you use have an affiliate program, then you could potentially make more money from the tools you're using than you're spending on the tools you're using. So that's one of the things I look for when I'm adding tools to my tech stack, my combination of tools that I'm using to currently keep my business running as smoothly as possible. That's basically the definition of a tech stack if you missed it. All right, so the next one is Squarespace. And I actually have 5 websites on Squarespace. So it's one platform that I use to build and run 5 different websites. You do not need to have 5 different websites. I've been in business for 10 years and I'm at a point where, well, I got to a point where just trying to do everything with the one website that I was on was just cramping me creatively, and I had to just go with my energy, my intuition, my creativity. And what that ended up looking like was 5 different websites. Totally happy with it, totally fine with it. I will think from time to time, like, do I need 5, or do I want to go back to one website and figure out how to operate from one website? And the answer still is always no. I am happy with 5. It feels like I get to choose which playground I want to go play in. I love that each website has its own branding. When I get tired of one, I can go play in the other one. It really works well for me. And it's not like I have 5 different businesses with 5 different audiences. It's still one audience, one business. When I send a newsletter, it goes out to one list. I'm not trying to segment people into different niches. It's still one community. It's just that I have 5 different playgrounds. And the cost of each of those websites is, there's one that's $216, which is the least expensive one. I think I pay that maybe because I've had that one the longest, and maybe they're honoring an older payment plan. I'm not sure. But all of the other websites are $276. I am on the, I think it's the business plan. It's one step up from the cheapest plan. And the plan that I'm on lets me add in customization and code. So I do not see myself downgrading to a cheaper plan. I do not see myself changing to a different platform. Every single one of these websites, the combination of them has made me over $1 million. So it is well worth the $276 per website per year that I'm paying. And it is a good return on investment. The next tool on my list is Elfsight. This is a platform that I use to create widgets in a very easy way. For my courses and my websites. So an example is my podcast widget that people can scroll through all of the episodes and play which one they want to listen to. I've made widgets that are like countdown timers. I've made widgets that are like a before and after preview of an image. Like, it's hard to explain on a podcast. It's a visual type of thing, but it is well worth the money. I've used them for like 3 years, and I pay $180 per year unless I get a discount or a coupon, which they're always giving out discounts and coupons. So I think typically I actually pay half that amount, and I am very happy with them. I think I'll do a blog post at some point, just really breaking down all the different types of widgets that I've made using Elfsight. So if you're not on the newsletter, make sure you're on my email newsletter. The link is in the description, and you'll get an update about that blog post. And they have an affiliate program. So yes, Elf site lets you be an affiliate. I can't remember how that program works. I think there were two different versions. I need to look into that. There's a part of my spreadsheet that goes into the affiliate link component, and I think I need to build that out to really assess how much money I've made per year per tool with the affiliate capacity, so that I can kind of cross compare what I'm spending versus what I'm making, and also just what are the terms. Actually, I think I have that spreadsheet somewhere else. I think I have two different spreadsheets. Hold on. All right. Yeah, I have a spreadsheet where I have all of the things I'm an affiliate for, and it goes more into detail on the types of payouts, how much money I've made from each one. But I think I need to combine those two because it would be more organized. Sorry, I'm just thinking out loud. The spreadsheet is like an ever-evolving thing where you want to keep it working for you and not just, you know, filling it out mindlessly. So this really is something that Notion, or just basically any software that you can create a spreadsheet in, is good for, is to be able to make it change and grow with your own business. So when you create a spreadsheet for the tools that you use, which I highly recommend, think about adding in a column where you can write in what the affiliate commission terms look like. So how much is the percentage? How much do you get per sale? And then also a column of the year and the commission you've gotten from each tool for the year, so that it would be, you'd be able to cross compare, like, okay, I've spent $100 a year on this tool and I've made $200 referring other people to this tool via my affiliate link. So that would be really good information to have all in one spreadsheet. All right, I'm getting sidetracked. Let's get back on track. The next tool on here is Brevo. Brevo is what I use to do my customer support. So on the front end, it's a chat button on all of my websites, all of my courses, where people can click on that button and send me a question or a comment. And in the back end, it's a portal where I'm able to see all the messages that have come in, and I'm also able to see the extra data related to the person sending that message. So I can see where they live, not like the actual address, but like, oh, they're in California, US, they're in Manchester, UK. And I can see the time the message came in, the date, the browser they were using, were they on Firefox or Safari, what kind of computer, were they on Apple or PC, all this, and even what page of the website they were on when they sent the message, which is totally helpful because I'm able to see, okay, they are asking this question, but it's hard for me to know what exactly they're talking about without context. And then when I see the website, the website page or the course they're on when they're sending the message, it provides 99% of the time, provides all the context I need. So that is all extra data that is really helpful that you can't get if people are just sending you a direct email. You can only get that kind of data with something like a chat support system that sends that data along with their message automatically. You don't have to ask them to send that to you manually. So for instance, if someone is in one of my courses and saying, oh, I'm in lesson three and how do I do XYZ? I'm watching the video and I need help. Number one, I might not know which course they're talking about. I might not know which video they're watching. It might matter to me if they're on a PC or a Mac computer because we have different tutorials for different types of computers, different software, et cetera, depending on the course. So all of that data is super helpful but to get people to send that to me manually would be very tedious and time consuming. Meanwhile, when they send me a question via the chat button, I get that information automatically and I'm able to answer their question so much more quickly. So using a chat support system, even though it's going to cost some money, some things have a free plan, but even if it costs you a little bit of money, it's going to save you so much more time because you're not going to go back and forth trying to get the right information to answer their question the correct way. And you're going to make money because the ability to answer people's questions quickly as possible and correctly converts people into customers or helps people feel really good about being your customer and makes them feel good about wanting to buy more things from you because they're having a good customer experience. So I have been using a chat support system for years. I'll keep using it. I'll never just go back to, oh, just send me an email if you have a question. It's like I already know the difference between having my inbox full of emails versus having a dedicated chat support system is well worth the money. And what it costs me is $140 per year. And I think there's a free plan with this. So you can try Brevo out and see how you like it. I used to use Chatra, which is another customer support system, but they actually were acquired by Brevo. And even though you can use Chatra or Brevo right now, they're still separate in that way. Chatra did say that if you want to get updates to the software, go with Brevo. So I switched from Chatra to Brevo. And even though Brevo is great for the chat system, it does have other things in the platform related to email marketing that I do not use. So it's a little bit clunky in that sense, where when I log into the platform, I'm seeing things that I don't need to see because I don't use it. But I am completely happy with the part of it that I do use, which is the chat support capabilities, customer support capabilities. Oh, and they also have the ability for you to make it where when someone's on a page, a particular page, you can trigger your chat button, your chat bubble, whatever the widget, to pop up with a specific message. So, for example, when people are on the sales page for one of my courses, I can trigger the chat button to pop up with a message of, here's a 10% coupon code if the person visiting the website is about to leave. So the button will sense that they're about to leave and it will give them a pop-out message that says, hey, use your 10% coupon code. And then another way I do this is on one of the most popular blog posts of my website that gets a lot of traffic from Pinterest. I kept thinking, oh, I want to do more with that. I just have all this traffic going there and I don't really have anything special I'm doing to make the most of that. And so I went into Brevo and triggered a message that pops up on that particular blog post that says, oh, you love planners? So do I. Here's a free planner for you. And so that I actually have people that message the automated message back and say, oh, thank you so much. So that is working and that's getting more results and getting me more return on investment. The next tool on here is Vimeo. I pay $240 per year on Vimeo, and I do not see myself switching to anything else. There was a platform I was kind of looking at that had a lifetime deal and did video hosting, which is what Vimeo does. It hosts your videos. And I decided to stay with Vimeo because I just have so much intellectual property in so many videos in Vimeo that I really want to stay with a platform that is top-notch and a leader in the field and still very affordable. I would rather pay more money for a very established platform to host all of my videos than pay for a platform that I may not have heard much about and they cost less money, but I'm not 100% confident in them. So I create courses. Courses are often made up of videos. I've made a lot of videos. I've hosted a lot of calls. I have a lot of intellectual property tied up in videos. So having a platform like Vimeo where I can upload the videos and then embed the video from Vimeo into my courses, that is, you know, that is something that I will always be happy to pay for, because at the end of the day, I'm selling that content and it's making me money, and I do not want to, I don't know, figure out a way to save myself $240 a year. I'd rather pay that and keep doing what's working. The next tool on here is Zapier. Zapier is what I use to make it where people buy a product from me in ThriveCart. ThriveCart is my checkout / joint venture / affiliate software. And I have all of my products where you make the payment in ThriveCart and then get the access link to go to the product in Teachery. But then there's another piece to that puzzle, which is Flowdesk, my email platform. I need it to be where when people buy product A, they get added to the email list for product A. So in ThriveCart, let's say they bought Digital Planner Template Kit, I need them to be automatically added to an email list segment in Flowdesk for Digital Planner Template Kit customers, so that whenever I have an update specifically for the Digital Planner Template Kit, I can send an email specifically to those customers. So that's just an example of why I would want to segment the list like that. So to have that happen automatically, I use Zapier to create a trigger where Zapier will take someone who buys this particular product in ThriveCart and add them to this particular list in Flowdesk. I pay $468 per year for that. I think Zapier just raises their price every year. I don't think I'm paying a bigger plan. I think it's just raising the price for the plan I'm already on. I'm not totally sure. But that does sound expensive. I am open to using a different platform if it can do the same job as Zapier. And I do have a lifetime deal that I bought for a product similar to Zapier called Albato. I think it's called Albato. I bought it from AppSumo back when they had the deal, and it looks really good. The only problem is they do not have Flowdesk as part of their offerings in the apps that they integrate with, but they do have kind of like a request area where people can say, hey, can you set up this? Can you do that? Can you add this? So there's a few people that are waiting for them, including me, to add Flowdesk to their app library. And once they do that, hopefully they do that soon, I can switch from Zapier to Albato and not have to pay any more money for this capability of having people, of being able to add people from ThriveCart to Flowdesk, because that's basically all I use Zapier for. All right, so the next thing here is Jumpshare, which is a file hosting platform similar to Google Drive and Dropbox. I pay $99 a year. They do have a free plan, but I have used Jumpshare for like 10 years and I have so many followers on there that I do have to be on a paid plan. I'm really happy with Jumpshare because they just feel more intuitive and easy to use compared to Google Drive and Dropbox. Whenever I try to put a file in Google Drive and Dropbox and try to share it with somebody, I always run into roadblocks that I feel like I shouldn't be running into these roadblocks. I feel like I set up the permissions correctly. I make sure it's available to the person that gets the link, and I still have to deal with people not being able to access the file, like whether it requests permission or they just can't open it, like just always weird stuff that I don't understand why it's an issue with these platforms. But Jumpshare has been so much easier to use for me and my customers. And only once in a while do people have trouble with Jumpshare. So I'm happy to keep using them. I would be open to moving to a different software if it was better. Or, yeah, I'm not married to Jumpshare. I think I'm only really married to it because I haven't found anything better, and because the act of moving all those files and all the links associated to those files would be a full-time job, and I'm not signing up for that yet. So happy to stay there for now. Okay, let's go into lifetime plans that I've bought for products that I use every day. So the tools that I just told you are tools that I pay for every year. And it adds up to, let me see if I went through every tool. There's a couple of things in here, like Google Workspace, which gives me a business email. I pay $72 per year for that. YouTube Red, which lets me watch YouTube without watching ads. I have that here for business because I use YouTube for business really and not really for personal. It's more so for business education. And I have, I think that's it. That's all of the tools that I pay for yearly. And the total of that, hold on, I'm just deleting things that do not belong in this spreadsheet anymore because they're not a charge anymore. And you know what? I'm deleting the charge for Zapier because I'm pretty sure I'll be able to switch to Albato pretty soon. Okay, so the total that I'm spending per year on the tools I use for my business is $2,616.08. And the biggest expense of that is the fact that I'm spending $1,000 on websites. So I have a multi six-figure business and my tool expense is literally $2,600. So I think that is really, really good. I'm not saying that you should be trying to penny pinch with what you purchase for running your business. I do believe in spending money in order to save time and be more efficient, but I also am a nerd about making sure that everything I'm spending money on is exactly what I need. And if there's something out there that I can get a lifetime deal or get something just as good or better for cheaper, then I am on it. And that perspective has allowed me to have a very profitable business where I'm not spending all kinds of money on tools. So part of that is having bought lifetime deals for tools, and I'm going to run through those now. So these are tools that I've bought where I only had to pay once and I can continue using it even though I'm no longer having to pay for it. So the first one here is Teachery. That is the platform I use to host all of my courses. It cost me about, well, you get lifetime access to Teachery when you buy Wandering Aimfully, which is a coaching program that includes a Teachery account. And the founders of that program, Jason and Caroline, are also the creators of Teachery. So that program is $2,000, paid that off a long time ago, and I can keep using Teachery. I've sold over $1 million of courses on Teachery. So I think it's well worth the money. Plus, I'm still continuing to get all kinds of amazing things from Jason and Caroline's program. If you want to check that out, I encourage you to visit the link in the description, because if you buy Wandering Aimfully through my affiliate link, you get all kinds of bonuses that I am continuously adding to for people who use Teachery. So things like Canva templates for making your courses and your hubs look beautiful. I made an affiliate hub template kit, which is a completely pre-designed theme for Teachery that you can use to support your affiliate hub, your affiliate team. So all kinds of things. Check the link in the description. The next lifetime deal I got here was ThriveCart, which I talked a little bit about already. I paid around $700. I think that's rounding up. For ThriveCart, I think it was 2018, 2019, and it has been well worth the money just from being able to have a very robust affiliate program that I run through ThriveCart, being able to offer upsells and bump offers in the checkout process, being able to have a joint venture set up to my products where if I collaborate with someone, ThriveCart lets me split the money when a payment comes in for a product that we made together, like all kinds of things that are possible with ThriveCart that would have been very, very clunky otherwise. So ThriveCart has helped me streamline my business and make more money for sure. The next tool on here that I use is Book Like a Boss. I can't remember what I paid for that. The lifetime deal is no longer available, but I use Book Like a Boss to have a portal where people can schedule and purchase calls with me. So before, it was really clunky where it's like, okay, what time is good for you? What time is good for me? Da, da, da. Like that was not working. And I knew I needed to use a software that made it easy for people to book a call with me, pay for a call with me, and get the confirmation email, the reminder email, the link to get on the call, like all of that needed to be automatic. And Book Like a Boss allows me to do that. I've held like over 100 calls with Book Like a Boss so easily because of how that platform is literally designed to make that as easy as possible. The other platform I use on here is GoZenForms. I don't think they have a lifetime deal anymore, but I switched to them from Typeform. Typeform is a platform that lets you create forms where people can submit information, and you can use that information or that data to whatever you need, like whether it's to tweak how you are running your business because the data says something else than what you thought and you needed to get that data collected from your customers to be able to make better decisions, or you just wanted to use forms to collect information for maybe you have a magazine and you wanted people to submit their name, their email, their social, and their article via a form versus emailing you and that being all messy. Like it just helps you organize and streamline whatever you need in terms of collecting information from people. And Typeform was helping me do that, but it was costing more and more money. I think I was paying $400 per year. And when I found GoZenForms, which can't remember what I paid for it, but it was like probably under $100. And I got a lifetime deal, does the same job as Typeform, kind of even easier to use, and really happy with it. The number one way that I use it right now is in one of my programs. I let people submit their business information for me to put on planner girl directory, which is a directory of people's profiles, their business information, and I send traffic to those people that way. And I just 100% need a form to be able to collect that information and make it easy for me to turn that into a post on the directory. So GoZen Forms fills that need, and I'm very happy with it. There's a couple of other things on here that I got to switch out, things that I used to pay for yearly. I'll just try to run through them quickly. Flip Booklets, which I use to showcase my planners and my magazines, where it looks like a magazine that you're literally flipping through. It's very realistic looking. And I used to pay like over $400 a year for a different platform. And then I got a lifetime deal for Flip Booklets, which was like, again, around $50, under $100 for sure. And it does the same job. And then I paid for Screen Studio, which is a platform similar to Use Loom, but it's more intuitive and kind of does the work of editing your videos for you. And now I don't have to pay $100 for Loom anymore. I'm switching over to Screen Studio. And out of all the lifetime deals I bought, those are the ones that I'm using the most right now. I'm always looking at lifetime deals. I'm always looking for things that can save me money and do the same job as something I'm paying for monthly or yearly. And that is all the things that I currently use in my business. So again, I'm paying $2,600 per year for the things that I pay for on a regular basis. Everything else is a lifetime deal. If you want to look at any of these tools more closely, visit the link in the description, because I have coupons for nearly all of them. And I'm always adding more information about how I use these tools to the page where I show all the things I use in my business. All right, I hope you enjoyed this casual episode, and I will talk to you again soon. Thank you for listening to the Magic is You podcast. If you would like to join our newsletter, please visit themagicisyou.org/newsletter. See you next time.